It's podcast time again, and we are pursuing our topic of living limitless. And in today's podcast, the focus is on divine breath work, ascending the matrix of the glorified DNA of Yeshua. Please note that the blog goes together with the ascension that happens on a Wednesday. And should you not be able to make the ascension, you can find the recordings on our YouTube channel, Throne Room Mystic. So the following blog was written by Jen Arrington. Jen is my sister from another mother in another country. And Jen and her husband Ken reside in Puerto Rico. And the Lord is busy catapulting them into the mystic realms faster than they can breathe. So there is no denying that you are alive today. Jesus destined you for unprecedented times. Just in case you didn't already know, living limitless is about the divine enlightenment of becoming progressively aware, not only who we are, but what we are in this new creation life. Yet even though we are entering new heights and depths of understanding our identity in the Spirit as sons, priests, kings, we are also walking out the very tangible practicalities in everyday life. Living, moving, and having our being in Christ is both and situation. In addition to being seated in Him in heavenly places, we actively fulfill the role of His hands, feet, and voice, merging heaven and earth to align with the will of the Father. In Psalm 24, verse 9, "Lift up your heads, you ancient gates, open up you everlasting doors, that the King of glory may enter in." Wow! The technology of what you are is ancient, everlasting. You have gates, portals, and keys and doors within you. And also, you are a gate, portal, key, and door. As we practice remaining in the awareness of our complete union in Christ, our breath is a powerful key, and small keys open big doors. Genesis 1 verse 2, "And the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the breath of God, the Ruach Spirit, hovered over the face of the waters." Now the Hebrew word for Ruach is translated as breath, spirit, wind, and even mind. By entangling those dimensions synonymously, we can form a picture which showcases a measure of the substance that we are made of in the image and likeness of Yahweh. Science has proven that our breath actually carries our DNA, which, when we go back to the account of creation, traces our DNA all the way back through Adam to Yahweh. His breath, hovering over the waters, conveys the picture of a majestic eagle gently brooding over her eggs. There was an activation happening there, and I believe that oxygenating our waters prepares us tangibly for the frequency of His living words to activate the attributes and nature of Christ in you. Genesis 2 verse 7, "Then the Lord God formed a man out of the dust from the ground and breathed the breath of life into his nostrils, and the man became a living being." Our every breath is a gift. A gift received and a gift offered back. Jewish mysticism teaches that when we breathe, we naturally speak His name. You breathe in, Yah. Out, Weh. Alternatively, you could breathe in, Ah, and out, Yah, which is Ayah, meaning I am, the name Yahweh gave to Moses. Entangle, receive, let go. Inhale, exhale. Yahweh. The breath of God, this original kiss of life, activated the fullness of his first image bearer. The scripture and form that Yahweh intricately molded and wove together became a living creature when he activated the DNA by his breath. The spirit of life within the breath was the final touch of his masterpiece and brought intelligence, wisdom, spirit, light, and the completion of the image of God into Adam. This is profound. Now, we take anywhere from 20,000 to 25,000 breaths a day from the moment we are born. But how many of us are aware of even a fraction of those breaths per day? My heart longs for a conscious awareness of my oneness with Yahweh, as constant as the breath which sustains us. Where our awareness goes, our energy flows. Not only is this possible, but it is demonstrated in the lives of the immortals. Enoch, Elijah, and Jesus lived and breathed from the awareness of their entanglement in the heavenly realms. They experienced a complete metamorphosis while keeping their bodies intact. There are several definitions for matrix that I found fascinating. One was simply the Middle English origin of the word womb. Another definition said this: a mass of fine-grained rock in which gems, crystals, or fossils are embedded. That is quite interesting, considering what we've been diving into with the living stones, yes? I really love this one. The substance between cells, or in which structures are embedded. It reminds me of the Word who became flesh, the light of humanity, and how even the smallest unit visible under a microscope is a photon, which is light wave energy. We are born of light, from the Father of lights. And finally, this definition for a matrix: an organizational structure in which two or more lines of command, responsibility, or communication may run through the same individual. I mean, read that again. Because this is what it's all about: the communication that runs in and through. For us to continue the journey where we are headed, we have to let go. So just as Charles, and that's me, has often reminded us, everything is a trade, even each breath. What are we engaging our constant awareness in? We can activate a power and a substance in a single breath to remind ourselves of who, what, and where we truly are. Romans 8:11, if the spirit, the breath, of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit, breath, who lives in you. In John 20:22, when Jesus took a deep breath and he blew upon the disciples, this word, used to describe how he breathed upon them, does not appear anywhere else in the New Testament. It is, however, the same word used in Genesis 2:7 for the breath of life. After he breathed upon him, he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit," which is also translatable as "accept the sacred breath." Wow. Later in Acts 2, we see the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. But here in John 20, Jesus is breathing the breath of new creation life. He activated their new creation DNA with his limitless redeemed design. Jesus is the framework. He is the blueprint, and the incorruptible seed of his eternal life will bear everlasting fruit. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. When we ascend the matrix of the glorified DNA of Yeshua, we align our ancient gates and everlasting doors with our true primordial position in him, activating the spirit of life within the breath, striking a resonant harmony which unlocks the mysteries of the kingdom of God within. So here's a prayer. May your awakening breath blow upon my life until I'm fully yours. Breathe upon my open gates and doors with your spirit wind. Stir up the sweet spice of your life within me. Spare nothing as you make me your fruitful garden. Hold nothing back until I release your fragrance. Come walk with me as you walked with Adam in your paradise garden. Come taste the fruits of your life in me. Amen. Adapted from the Song of Songs scripture 4:16 in the Passion Translation. If you enjoyed the podcast, subscribe to the blog. The details are below, as well as courses you can enroll in and to trade. We love you big time.